This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by Link Soul. Check out their spring collection. Go to LinkSoul.com. And by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
It is time once again for a community spotlight. This week it shines on the School of Imagination. They're placed in Dublin in the East Bay. Charlene Sigmund, a speech language pathologist and the person that founded the School of Imagination, is with us. And there's a lot to get to. And the category is neurodiverse learners. That's kind of a big word, if you will. Charlene, can you make it in layman's terms the things that the School of Imagination works with? You've been doing this for more than two decades, starting in 2001.
Yes, thanks so much, and thanks for having me. We have been here, I started this program out of my home as a daycare for four kiddos in 2001, and my husband kept coming home from work going, why are there always more children in my living room? So we really started off working with kids that are only neurodiverse, and then the siblings of those kiddos came along and they wanted a school, and the parents were so happy. And so we turned around and there was about 100 kids coming in and out of our home within a year or two. So we knew that the kids needed help. And so that kind of started organically our inclusion program. So we have in our program, 1/3 of each child in each class is neurodiverse and 2/3 are neurotypical. And so that way they can learn from each other. So really neurodiverse is looking at, you know, what does the brain look like? It's very objective, you know, so and the brain is typical looking for the neurotypical kids. And so neurotypical covers, you know, a lot of different autism, as well as learning disabilities, as well as developmental delay. So really it's more of a, like, as you said, an umbrella term.
Yeah. As a speech language pathologist, you know, going back to the beginning, how much has the information grown? How much have the abilities to teach or just work with the kids and help maybe accelerate the ability for them maybe to make some progress? How much has that changed over the years?
Oh, man. I mean, so I'm not going to say when I started this, I'll keep that to myself, but it's from 2001 to now. It's amazing. So 2001, we were hitting the increase in autism, the rise in autism. And then the fantastic folks that do the research have now been able to map, you know, autism in the child's brain. We've learned that this methodology that we're using here at School of Imagination, called the Early Start Denver model, if you start working with a child as early as 12 months of age on these earlier foundational learning and nonverbal learning skills, that you can really change the way that their brain develops and rewire the brain. And so now it's researched. And so what we're focusing on now is just getting these kids the services as quickly as they need them, and doing it in a way where the parents can also be involved. And so that's basically, in our corner of the world here in Dublin, California, is what we've tried to do. And continue to do.
Charlene Sigmund is our guest from the School of Imagination. Quite simply, the mission states every child deserves high quality starts to educational journeys. Inclusive early childhood education is the cornerstone of lifelong learning and success. And I know you just touched on that a little bit, Charlene, but can you take it from the parent's perspective? Because it's challenging for a parent to hear that about their child initially, the shock of saying, my child is not like everybody else's child. And then the way that you and the folks that work at School of Imagination, how you present it to them, how this is so important to allow them to have growth and trust that you're going to get the most out of your child. You're going to see the child in their greatest strengths if we all work on this together.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's a team effort. with the parents on the same page as the clinical team and the educators, we can make amazing progress with these kiddos. So it is very shocking when, you know, you notice something's not feeling right with your child and those alarm bells are going off, but maybe you don't know why. And, you know, I could just say, like, encourage any family that is feeling that way, go to a pediatrician. And especially now, the pediatricians have really changed quite a bit. It used to be, you know, wait till they're two, and if they're not talking by then we'll do something. Now it's all about this early intervention, so catching the child as early as possible. Even the screening tests we can give children, the earlier the better, because again, the brain is ready to grow and develop during that time before the age of five. And so the earlier we can get in, the earlier we can help the child develop those skills. And so if the parent can do that, and it's such a hard journey because it's really hard to find services, it's hard to work, have a consistent team of people. There's a lot of turnover in therapists now, and, you know, so the world is a tricky place. But just keep persevering, because the children need the help now, and early is the best, really.
Charlene, my family has a personal experience with this. One of our dear friends, their son is on the spectrum, Teddy, nonverbal, you know, at a very early age. And finally, a special needs teacher who's a friend of ours recognized that in our friend's son and said, this is something you may want to pursue. And from nonverbal and non-responsive now to a kid that is communicative, he's got smiles on his face, he hugs you, he in his world, he's outgoing. And when you can tell that story, which I'm sure you have time and time again, have those successes and watching the growth of children, how much does that ease the initial process of getting this started for a family?
And I'm so excited that you had such success in your family, because that's the case. And that's basically, it's a little bit of a sales job initially, because I see what can happen in. It's, you know, not to get emotional, but it is emotional, because when you see a child change from not talking and interacting with the world to, like, then smiling at you and laughing with you, it's like amazing. It's life changing for the child, but also you. So it's really our job as clinicians to encourage and really push the family sometimes to realize, you know, it's hard now, but it's going to get better, and just hang in there and be consistent. And, you know, there's no silver bullet, really. It's just hard work on behalf of the child, but it's so worth it. Like, what's more important, right?
Absolutely. Charlene, I'm sure there's somebody listening to this conversation, and somewhere in their circle, whether it's immediate family or friends, that may have something like this that they are potentially facing. How do they connect with you? How do they connect with the School of Imagination? How does that process work?
Just contacting us via our website is the best. We have a contact us page, so it's just soi4kids.org. And so they would just say contact us, and then one of our family services team members will reach out and get in touch and find out what we can do to help.
Over the years, we know that Chad Pinder has been involved with the School of Imagination. Stephen Vogt was the same way. How much has that meant to the school to have the Oakland Athletics and some of the guys out of the clubhouse come over and just try to be, while they're in their own right, you know, from the outside, maybe considered famous and athletes, but they come to your environment and they just want to interact with the kids. How much joy has that brought you? How much joy has that brought the kids?
Oh my gosh, it's so much fun when they come. And whether it's just one player or one, at one point we had Chad, we had Steven, and they brought six other players, and we were all out on the playground together with 3 to 5 year old kids, and they were all just in awe of these players. And they played, they, let's see, we do t-ball together. We do, they teach them how to like put, because picture a three-year-old, if they haven't been around baseball, you give them a glove and they put it on their head. They don't know. So teaching them how to put the gloves on, how to catch the ball, it's just adorable. And the kids love it. And when we say, you know, the A's are coming, they're like, oh, yay, you know, they wear their little A's gear. And it's very, very exciting for them.
Can you explain the Happy Talkers program, what that entails?
Oh, yeah, sure. So the Happy Talkers program is a part of, under the umbrella of School of Imagination, but it focuses specifically on the therapy piece of things. So under Happy Talkers, we have an early intervention program. So as I spoke about earlier, how important it is, we have a little class called Little Sunshines that's specifically for kiddos that have developmental delays, and we're just doing a really focused, intensive program with them to get them caught up. And then we also have seven speech pathologists, including myself, two occupational therapists, and we just started our behavioral therapy program here at School of Imagination called Sprouts. So a lot is going on, but we're really excited about being able to serve all the families.
I mean, it sounds like there's a lot of growth going on at the School of Imagination. And to that point, your relationship with the city of Dublin, with your space and the space that's growing, how important has that been? Maybe an opportunity for you, Charlene, to give a little bit of a pat on the back to those in the city that have recognized that this is an important part of their community and willing to share it with everybody else.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if another emotional moment, but if we didn't have this school, like, I mean, if we didn't connect with the city of Dublin and they gave us this opportunity, they've been wonderful community partners. They've been very supportive of everything we've done. And most recently, you know, there's a certain grant that we've been able to access that will allow us to finish our parking lot, which will allow us to serve 60 more children a year, which doesn't seem like a lot, but to those 60, it's a big deal. So we feel like we couldn't have maybe existed in any other city to get started than the city of Dublin, just because they're like woven into the tapestry around here in this school.
And how many other partners have you been able to connect with, those that have understood the importance of the work of the School of Imagination and their willingness to provide, you know, resources, financial, otherwise, to help keep the School of Imagination up and running?
Yeah, I mean, well, the A's are number one for us. They've been amazing. You know, they have helped us with, community partner of the game. We've done, had the kids go out to visit the field and watch the players do batting practice, having our whole team go out and have a game, and just the players coming out. So they've been amazing for us. We also have connected with the local Rotaries, Dublin Rotary, Pleasanton North Rotary, the local Sir Optimists here in the Tri-Valley. We have a wonderful board of directors. So I feel like, you know, this Dublin community and the Tri-Valley in general have been so good to us. And we are, you know, and luckily we can serve all of those families. So we serve not only families in the Tri-Valley, but now it's starting to reach out further into, you know, closer to Oakland and in all directions. So, yeah, we have to do some more work here, I think.
So we're getting close to, as far as elementary education is concerned, and beyond that we're getting close to summer. Summer months are upon us. Yeah. And that means sometimes for families that, you know, then it's trying to find ways to keep those kids occupied, keep them entertained. It's a much more challenging in the world that you work with. How does the School of Imagination deal with that piece? And again, an opportunity that you provide comfort, understanding, and certainly growth for those that are participating.
Yeah, well, in the summer, we are still going strong. So our program goes year-round for that reason, because our kiddos really thrive with the consistency of a daily plan that they work through. So But we do have a lot more fun here. So we'll be doing a field trip to the zoo. We do water days. We do spirit days. So we're always having a lot of fun here. And really, that's the best way that a child can learn is when they're having a good time. So with the inclusive atmosphere, our kiddos can get and that all work together and learn together and have fun together mostly. And then within the community, we also have Dublin again has a really great recreation department. And so some of our kiddos take part in the different recreation programs that they have, you know, the fewer 2 or 3 week programs. And the Dublin team here actually is trained to work with kiddos that have additional needs. And so it's really great to have that as another resource for our families.
You touched on it earlier, the fact that you've got the kids that are neurodiverse and may have, you know, intellectual delays, et cetera, but their siblings are also included. And when you've got that environment where the other siblings get a chance to see, recognize, and also maybe they can also learn some methods that you teach that when they're at home, that if there's a situation that presents itself, that we've got some checkpoints that we've you know come to learn at School of Imagination, and that helps us through certain circumstances. How important is that? And just again, and have the interaction that the families still interact with everybody that's inside their family.
Yeah, a big part of what we do is teach the kids, you know, that everyone has different strengths and everyone gets frustrated sometimes and everyone it needs help sometimes and sort of like kind of how to respond in those situations. And we do actually do a lot of parent training in this area too. We'll do a newsletter every week by each classroom. And so we teach the parents what a rainbow breath is and what, you know, making sure that we are we in the red zone, which means we're very angry, and how do we get in the green zone, and that means we calm our bodies down. So there's a lot of little tools and tricks that the siblings learn here that then mom and dad use at home, and we hear back a lot about it, like, you know, I had to take some rainbow breaths this morning, it was a rough one, you know. So but it's kind of a community, and we have our own little ways to help the kids and the families during, you know, challenging times.
I'm confident saying, Charlene, that the majority of the people that are listening to this are not speech language pathologists like you are, but have interest in trying to help your cause. How do those folks get involved? Do they volunteer or donate? How does that come together?
Yeah, well, again, on our website, soiforkids.org, there's an opportunity to volunteer, to contact us, to donate. We love, we do different events throughout the school year. With the A's, one time we did a poker tournament, actually 2 years. It was amazing. All the players were there. So we do different events like that throughout the year too. And those are always up on our website. So if you are interested, let us know, you know, what part you're interested in. And we have a board of directors with different committees and definitely looking to grow in the next 5 years. So we would love the help.
Charlene, you've been in this fight, you know, as you said, well before even the School of Imagination was put together. I know this is vitally important to you, and the work that you do is unmatched. In this time, what you're seeing, when you have those small victories, however small it might be, with a breakthrough with a child, can you explain what that's like to keep doing what you do, and those that are around it understand that this is why we do the work, because there is an opportunity to reach inside this young person's mind and allow them to bring out who they really are.
Yeah. I mean, I think the folks that I work with here, and I'll take a deep breath and pull it together so that no one has to hear me cry. It's a, you know, as I remind our team, it's a very important job that we have, because we really can change the children's lives, and it's an honor to be able to do that. But definitely, it's kind of like you get so much out of it that it doesn't feel like work, really. And so when you are working with a child and they sit and look at you and smile, or they say a word, or something like that, I think my whole team here can say that that's the juice, you know, that's why we do what we do. And we know that they're on the right path, that the world's opening up for them, and that they're going to be able to, you know, be more successful moving forward than they may have been otherwise. And it is truly an honor to work with the families and the team here. It really is.
Let me try to put a smile on your face. You've been so passionate in our discussion, and I can't thank you enough. The 22nd annual Step Up, it was a success. What does that entail? What does that mean for the School of Imagination?
All right, wrap your head around this. So you have 40 to 54-year-olds, and you put them on a stage. And we worked, we start 2 months ahead of time. And we teach them a little dance, but this year the educators decided that they wanted to do a play, like a musical, because it's our first time in 3 years we've been able to do the graduation indoors. And so we went big, and we did a musical about medieval times based musical about the things you learn in preschool. So we had knights, and we had kings, and we had princesses fighting germs away for, and teaching people how to be good friends. And it was quite an extravaganza. And then they did a little dance afterwards all together. And they stayed on the stage. Nobody fell off. And I always tell the parents in the beginning, it's not going to be perfect, but it's going to be memorable. You know, it's going to be so cute. Just take a lot of pictures. And so we're happy, no one cried, and everyone walked across the stage and got their diploma. So it was a big successful day for us.
SOIforKids.org is the website. School of Imagination has been our guest on this week's Community Spotlight. Charlene Sigmund, who is the founder of School of Imagination, thank you for your passion. Thank you for the work you do, and thanks for telling the story. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.